Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, Stephen Maine, you heard, I guess, our guest on the show decided to try to get out of the medical system to a certain extent, and it's had dramatically positive effects. If you just joined us, that's what he was telling us. Yeah, Ted Anderson, I need to check with him and see how his dad's doing. Went on Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Essential Fatty Acids from InfoWarsHealth.com because Dr. Wallach talked to him, and his dad knew who he was again and could go fishing again. It was like miraculous. The Alzheimer's was reversing. And he went to his medical doctor. They took his blood and said, you got vitamin K in you. We got you on Coumadin, a blood thinner, even though he never had a stroke. You got to stop taking those vitamins. And his dad, within a few months, didn't know who he was again. That was about a year or two ago. I don't got to get Ted on to talk about that. And it's like these doctors are God. The medical doctor almost killed my grandmother a few months ago. My dad's a dentist and oral surgeon and a chemist. And he's really considering suing them because they gave her a diabetes pill that almost killed her, knocked her out, and she's 89, and she didn't have high blood level. I just said, we don't care. The Obama computer says do it. My dad wrote an article about that for InfoWars.com. And they violated the procedures. They would be kicked out. But see, if you follow now what the prescriptions are from the feds, then you're okay, even if it kills people. I tell you, your butt's covered in medicine. You just do what we say. That's Obamacare. Sergeant Biggs did a story on that. We've discovered death panels. That's really what they are at the VA hospitals. Even CNN admits it. In fact, we ought to get that video tweeted out at Real Alex Jones. Go ahead and finish your point, Stephen Maine.
Well, yeah, I think, like, in the beginning when I was trying to wake people up, but I was real aggressive. I'm dyslexic, too. And the movies you have in your head are crazy. The normal person doesn't understand what we see. And, I mean, it was all on the table. It wasn't just one doctor. I had six. And they were all doing the same thing to me. And then as soon as I said, well, I'm going to take these. Oh, don't do that. You know, don't take that stuff. That's they don't have FDA cleared. But I'm like, well, it's not working for me. I have oxygen at home. I'm on the couch 24 hours a day waiting to die. There's something not right here. You know, and so I just eliminated them and did it on my own.
What did you take specifically? Whose advice did you take that was so life changing?
Yours.
But I mean, the guests that were on the show.
Guests. I did a lot of reading. I had to relearn history. I mean, literally from baby to now, I was like, this doesn't match what these guys are saying. What I know. So I started looking, reading, researching, and it's literally taken me 6 years to get my head straight. And last May, I took it. I was 300 pounds on all that medication. I got a wife and four children, and we totally lost 315 pounds now in a year without going to the gym yet.
What products did I recommend that you took?
I got a lot of them. Tangy, Pollen Burst, Super Male Vitality, which I was impotent, not anymore.
Folks, just buy a bottle.
Not to bring that up. You know that commercial, the Viagra commercial?
Yeah.
Everybody laughs about, if it's more than 4 hours, try a 16-hour one and then go into the doctor and get in a chat.
Well, I haven't had that happen, but I don't want to get into it. Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you. We don't sell it as an aphrodisiac. Okay? All I'm telling you is, that's the fluoride seal. All I'm telling you is, this isn't a game. InfoWarsLife.com. Try it. At least you're supporting the broadcast. Even if you think it's baloney, it's not. And, I mean, we do not cut corners. The leading competitor sells it for twice as much, and we happen to know what they're paying. $5 a bottle for them to make it. It costs us $16 to $18 per bottle to make this. I mean, that's how concentrated, how hardcore it is. And it's the real deal.
A little over
over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Minutes or so, we're joined by Joel Skousen, the editor of worldaffairsbrief.com. And I apologize for cutting him off 10 or 15 minutes early today. We have to because the Justice Department gag kicks in as early as tomorrow on Tosh Plumlee. And he just called us, the Justice Department visited him today with the subpoenas. We'll find out more. I guess it was the FBI. They listen to our show. That's in the subpoena. He's not gagged yet. And they want to know about me. They want to know about InfoWars. And they want to know about this article right here. Now, this is the Attorney General. And he's a famous CIA contractor whistleblower who's so deep in the whole deal, what he calls light side, that's what Skousen calls it, that he is currently flying weapons all over the world for the Pentagon and the CIA. And, you know, he's from Texas like I am, and he's just, I'm not bragging, which is how we are. He said, I don't care if they kill me, I'm going public. We were flying guns to Al-Qaeda, and the White House knew, and I've talked to the Special Forces and all the rest of them. And then he's got his 11 questions for, and we'll put those on screen, his questions for the DOJ, and they are now subpoenaing him, wanting to know and wanting to testify how he knew this information. And, of course, that's what Joel Skousen always says. He says a real whistleblower will have the Justice Department come after him, you know, with these sources or these anonymous sources. Well, this isn't an anonymous source. And now, of course, what is in his 11 questions, part of that is the fact that the emails, he said, no, they have emails, they knew, and that they ordered a stand down. Well, that's now been confirmed. So what Plumlee said has been confirmed, and he predicted when he was on 3-4 months ago with us that they would, quote, this is important, subpoena him to make him testify in secret to gag him. So I want to get into Ukraine. I want to get into the economy. I want to get into the whole internet censorship move that's going on with Joel Skousen. And I want to cover the waterfront with him, the limited time we have, worldaffairsbrief.com. He's the editor of that and a former Marine Corps aviator in the Vietnam era and the nephew of Cleon Skousen, one of the main granddaddies of exposing this whole criminal operation, and we appreciate him. I also want to get his take on the Bundy situation. I haven't gotten that yet. So get ready for the waterfront. Quick interview, sir. What is your take, though, on what I just brought out with Tosh Plumlee, with the Fed showing up? That's what he said when he called us, and he's being subpoenaed. He's been testified in Congress decades ago as well, and they want to talk about my show, and they want to talk about how he knew this information. What do you make of that and the latest Benghazi revelations?
Well, there's a lot on the plate, isn't there, Alex?
Yes.
Before I answer that, let me just say I just got back from Norway where I spoke to a growing group of young and intelligent libertarians there, and they found out about me and invited me because of being on your show. So you've got influence over there in Europe, Alex, and they speak very highly of you.
Well, tell them I said hi. Thank you for the kind words, sir.
Well, you know what Tosh Plumlee is doing is becoming a very rare thing nowadays. In the 1980s, when Rodney Stitch wrote his book, Defrauding America, there were literally tens of whistleblowers, pilots and people in the military and the DEA and the CIA, who were being sent to prison because they were whistleblowers. He got the story out about their stories. And that's why they started doing mercenaries. It wasn't because it was cheaper than our soldiers, but they just couldn't trust our soldiers who had a conscience to keep doing the illegal black operations. And so they've been turning it over to other people, and that's why they contracted Blackwater and DynCorp and other of these mercenary groups. So
my great-uncle was brought as an Army officer into the CIA, worked for him for years, and then it got so evil, he left. So that's a lie that people don't ever leave the CIA. My great-uncle refused to carry out criminal operations in Chicago. That's all he told my dad and I, that included murder and narcotics trafficking, and so he left. So the point is, this stuff goes on. They can't trust our soldiers.
Well, you know, things have changed, though, Alex, in the CIA. There used to even be an anti-communist element in the CIA that was involved in the Bay of Pigs trying to organize it. And slowly that's been shut down. They have tightened up. They don't allow anyone who has qualms about government black operations to be in black operations anymore. And they really do tie them up with contracts so that they can't talk. It isn't 100% a perfect filter right now, but literally what people used to, like your uncle, get away with and get out of the service and have them leave them alone just doesn't happen very much anymore. So obviously we have less and less whistleblowers. Tosh is one of those, and I applaud what he says. It's absolutely true, and we need this kind of information. It just is essential. What were the other topics you asked about?
Well, there's so many, and I want to ask what you want to get into. What was your take on the whole Bundy situation? I mean, for me, I see that as people standing up to an attempted Tiananmen Square type event. There's obviously some disinfo folks trying to stir things up out there, but Glenn Beck came out and said, I wanted violence when I'm calling for the opposite. He did kind of apologize yesterday, and I want to play that clip later if we have time, and say that he didn't want infighting, but I'm still Malcolm X and he's Martin Luther King. I just see an attempt by them to kind of frame the Bundy thing as violent. I don't think it was violent, but I think they're trying to go that direction.
Well, it was interesting that the media did play up on the one individual that had an assault style weapon. They called it an automatic weapon. They called it a sniper weapon. It was neither. It was a semi-automatic assault rifle that he was aiming in the direction of the BLM.
I don't think he should have done that because that was provocative. They were doing it back, and that was provocative. I think that was bad.
No, that's right. And we don't need that right now. We need armed people to be there because they clearly had threatened that there's going to be bloodshed there. And you better bring your body bags and you better bring your caskets. So, you know, that Nevada commissioner, Clark County commissioner that made that, shows that within even the county governments, there are people who are very much on the side of big government and are not willing to buck them. But, you know, the story of the Bundy thing is a little bit mixed in my mind in the sense that the principles were correct. The reason why Bundy was stopped paying the fees was not because he was just trying to be a freeloader. They kept changing the rules, and that's the way the BLM does, kept cutting down the number of cattle and the name of the tortoise. There were many other ulterior motives involved. The biggest one is that the federal government really wants all private inholders and landholders with rights out of federal land. You know, Bundy's Ranch in particular is not flat. It is not suitable for the solar operations.
It was an easement to that, though, in the documents.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. But it's the general area that was in the large-scale plan for developing solar energy there. They wouldn't have had to take his particular ranch to do that. But there is something very real to the story about Harry Reid and the corruption. I quoted in the World Affairs Brief a New York Times or a L.A. Times article about how you do business in Nevada and how you've got to throw that business to Harry Reid. And that's the L.A. Times, an establishment newspaper, coming out and talking about how he and his family have become wealthy through special deals that they can offer through his auspices. And unfortunately, some of that is illegal. It's unethical, in my opinion, to get wealthy. But that's how the establishment works. But, you know, unfortunately, Cliven Bundy is not the most well-spoken or careful individual. He did make a mistake that was taken out of extreme context of making what could be made racist remarks. If you remember Evan Meekum, the governor of Arizona, they just waited until he made a slip of the tongue and then they crucify him. So, you know, somebody's got to get a media person when we have the next type of a fight here and say, you know, got to train these people to be very, very careful when you go before the media. As you know, Alex, they're just waiting to pounce upon any mistake that you make. Now, there was some real severe disinformation going on about last week about hundreds of federal agents massing in Las Vegas at various hotels.
And ridiculous drone strikes. The feds would never do that. It would blow up in their face. It could turn the whole country against them.
Well, you know, your listeners can tell when there's disinformation. I can understand somebody wanting to be anonymous, but really there was no requirement to be anonymous on that. In addition, you always want to look for something specific that you can check. He could have said, they're at this hotel, so that I could have sent subscribers down there, as I often do, to check things out and say, you know, are they there? Are there hundreds of SUVs? And do you see a lot of agents milling around? Without any specific information, I'm always very skeptical that somebody's playing us on the Internet. And often they do that because the government's tracking all Internet blogs and communication. And they're making lists of people who respond in a flamboyant way to these stories, which they themselves probably put on the market.
Well said. When we come back, I want to give you the floor to talk about whatever you want. What do you think's front and center right now, Joel Skousen, at worldaffairsbrief.com?
Well, it really is the Ukraine story. We've got to remember that this is the prelude to World War III. Now, I am of the opinion it's not imminent because Russia and China aren't ready, but this is the beginning that I have talked about for so many years, that Russia put millions of Russians into the former Soviet states while they were still Soviet states, and did that so that he could come in to rescue them at some time when he was going to provoke this war.
Just like Hitler used German populations in Ukraine and Poland as the pretext in World War II.
Yes, in Czechoslovakia and Poland. He went into the Sudetenland. He went into Poland to supposedly protect. So we could see this coming, and I still think it's going to be slow. The fact that he's always doing this with masked individuals.
Well, stay there. We'll get your perspective. a deep perspective on it with a really smart guy, Joel Skousen. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. And follow our latest breaking news at Twitter at RealAlexJones. We've got breaking gun news, too.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention gun owners, it's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds, is civilian legal in all 50 states, is 100% made in the USA, is veteran owned, and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Americans, the Bundy Ranch disaster proved again that the feds think citizens like you are the enemy. The NSA was able to secretly steal the personal information off the phones of every person at the Bundy Ranch without them ever knowing. And they were able to access their address books as well, so now their friends are at risk. It's time to take your identity off the government's radar and learn how to protect yourself from government spying. Go to offgrididentity.com now to protect yourself. That's offgrididentity.com.
Joel Skousen is our guest. We're going to get his perspective on the Ukraine that differs from a lot of the other perspectives that are out there, but I do see his perspective. This story is up at drudgereport.com. It just broke at infowars.com. Holder's latest scandal. DOJ now pressuring banks to refuse service to gun stores. This is what Hitler did to the Jews before he started arresting them. I mean, the political persecution of these people is just unbelievable. I'll get Joel Skousen's take on that after he gets into Ukraine. Joel, reset from when you were on a few weeks ago, saying that you saw the Russians back government stand down a few months ago with the overthrow with the Soros NATO back group. But that doesn't mean then that Putin's good either, obviously. And that you're saying they stood down as part of a plan so they can then partition the country or try to take it over. Now they're massing Russian troops. They're clearly involved in asymmetrical warfare, shooting down helicopters, shooting mayors and people. What's happening?
Well, that is my unique point of view, and you remember that quite well, Alex. My point was that this had to be, in the Ukraine, an actual Russian-engineered coup, not a pro-Western coup. Now, I'm not saying that the pro-Western didn't have influence in the opposition, but this had to be a pro-Western coup because only the Russian forces could have ordered the police to stand down to let the protesters win. They're the only ones who could have told the Party of Regions, the pro-Soviet party in the Ukrainian parliament, who had the vast majority, to vote against Yanukovych and oust him. And what has happened here has matched exactly my predictions. That is, that Ukraine has only put up a token resistance, and it is token. They've announced today, for example, that they have effectively lost control over the situation in the country's eastern Luhansk and Donetsk regions, where a number of government buildings have been taken over by pro-Russian separatists. And then today, conflicting stories, as there always is here. It says hundreds of pro-Moscow separatists stormed government buildings in one of Ukraine's provincial capitals and fired on police holed up at a regional headquarters. In fact, there were only 20 rebel gunmen opening fire with automatic weapons and stun grenades. Now remember, nobody who's a civilian in Ukraine has automatic weapons and stun grenades. So these people are armed by the Russians, and they may have special forces direction in there. They go one by one after these police stations. But what I'm going to say to you, Alex, is that the strange thing that nobody's talking about is that it doesn't take a whole army to stop that kind of an assault on the police station. They just simply have to telephone the regional military of the Ukraine and say, we need some special forces in here. They drive them right in. You can drive away 20 armed rebels easily, and Ukraine is doing nothing at all. They claim to bring military tanks and armored personnel carry into the Ukraine, but they have not fired a shot. You know, it's just not that difficult to stop this kind of small-scale escalation.
Well, listen, I don't agree with you that Putin's going to let turmoil heat up and then try to take half the country. I predicted day one they would end up partitioning the country. That's my prediction. But in Slavyansk and other areas, they did send in helicopters and tanks. Those tanks are being attacked. The helicopters are getting shot down. Clearly, these are Russian special forces. Most of them, it's admitted, are former pro-Russian police in the cities that want their jobs back. So it's mainly former soldier / police that are obviously probably being commanded by Russian special forces.
But no one ever lost their jobs because of the coup. You know, that's a bunch of propaganda that any of the pro-Russian people lost their jobs. If they lost their jobs, it's because the pro-Russian people fired them so they'd have an excuse to go before the media and say they lost their job. Look, under Yushchenko and Tymoshenko, the previous so-called pro-EU prime ministers, none of them lost their job in the bureaucracy in Ukraine. And that's one of the major indications that that was never a pro-EU government.
I get it. I mean, whenever the Democrats get in, they fire all the Republican attorneys they can, vice versa. And that's just intramural battle, and those groups still kind of work together. Here you're saying the bureaucracy is staying the same.
That's right. So if they were really against Russia's control, they would be clearing out the communists, they would be clearing out the pro-Russian, and they have not done that. But the most important thing to understand here is that Russia is not, and I don't predict they're going to actually invade Ukraine with any troops. And they don't have an excuse to do that if Ukraine doesn't effectively contest this militarily.
Well, hold on, are you saying you think they're going to let the Russians take over the whole country again using thugs?
Not necessarily the whole country. tension to always exist to justify additional intrusions.
No, but no, exactly. So partitioning. Or tell me what you think when we come back. We're coming right back with Joel Skousen. World Affairs Brief. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
In less than 10 minutes, Tosh Plumlee, a true Benghazi whistleblower, flying arms for the State Department and CIA, naming names, naming the program, has been subpoenaed by the Justice Department, is set to be put under gag, but he's here to tell us what they were asking him and what they're saying, and guess who got brought up? Guess whose show they said they were listening to and what's named in the subpoena? Alex Jones. And they want to know what else I was told. Everything was said on the air, DOJ. Everything is done on the air around here. Total transparency is our rule. Now, going back to Joel Skousen and worldaffairsbrief.org, sorry that break cut you off. Let me quantify what I'm saying, my question here, because I can ramble and babble. I, day one, thought it could be a secret deal between the globalists, like Hitler and Stalin dividing Poland, or the Allies making a deal and killing Patton and dividing Berlin and Germany. That's a classic imperial move by two crime blocks, two predatory blocks, as you would call them. And so I agree. I see that there. The larger issue is they've been trying to overthrow Putin. They've been playing a double game. And they have been invading some cities. I do agree that we see some stand downs. I think it's just because things are in such flux. So I'm not denying that you're right, that there's a lot of pro-Russian forces in the government. Hell, half the country's Russian probably, or leans Russian. But so I'm not saying they'll take the whole country over. I'm just saying, do you think there's a backroom deal to partition the country beyond just the Ukrainian government?
There's no backroom deal between the West and Putin to do any of this. Putin is running the show, and the West is letting him get away with it. There is no attempt by the globalists to overthrow Putin. They want a strong Russia. They want Russia to attack the West someday. So they're going to let him happen, but you'll notice here that Putin is slowing things down, as I predicted. If he wanted to race and have a justification for war, he would strictly send Russian troops in, invade, and force the West to contest him. He's not doing that. That's why it's very important to understand that he continues, even inside Ukraine, to use massed separatist, massed militarists that he calls a militia. Well, there's no militia in Ukraine at all. So these are militaristic creations of Russia. And what I want to predict to you is that there are six or seven regions in eastern and southern Ukraine that he's going to take next, not by invasion, but just by using the same policy. And remember, East Ukraine government could stop him in an instant by rushing in special forces very quickly, just small teams, to stop these attacks on police stations so that none of them were in effect. What we're seeing here, one after another, these police and city stations are falling because they know that no help is coming. It's the same thing that happened with Chiang Kai-shek in China. After the word got out that U.S. was cutting off aid to Chiang Kai-shek and that the Mao would continue to get aid from Russia, the poor soldiers in the barracks were just looking at annihilation, so they started to defect.
And the OSS and CIA personnel that got set up and basically killed on the ground and turned over to the communists, famously, of course, with what happened with John Birch. So expanding on that, it's been declassified, you know, what you were just saying about our government helping put Mao in, the greatest mass murderer in history, in 49. So I've got to say, I think your perspective in my gut may actually be an accurate one. And we see a romanticization of Putin kind of by folks that don't like the globalists. But, you know, at the same time, I agree with you. Russia's got to know, though, that they're being set up. I mean, they're as smart as we are, or smarter, I'm sure, with all their big brains over there. Or will it be their lust for power that ends up causing this World War III scenario?
Yeah, I'm not sure they really understand that they're being set up, that the globalists are. They're really intending to strike the West someday, but they're being careful. Now, let me just continue before my six regions, or six or seven regions. Everybody knows that the Donetsk region, which is in eastern Ukraine, is under assault, and that's probably on May 11th going to vote for some sort of autonomy or independence. Next is Zaporizhia and Kherson. These are on the south and the east, right above Crimea, by land bridge to Crimea. Then there's only two more regions, Mykolaiv and Odessa, to the west on the southern border. If they take those, they've got a direct run right into Moldova, and Putin can then take Moldova. You see, he's encircling the western portion of Ukraine, and yet he's not invading. He gives the West no excuse to contest him because he's using these separatists or these rebels. And while the Ukraine government continues to put out evidence of direct Russian involvement there, it's murky enough that Putin can continue to get away with it. And I'll tell you, the NSA has spy equipment on this scene. They could reveal in detail lots of conversations that prove that Russia is in direct intervention here, and they are not doing it. To my mind, that proves that the West is not out to expose Putin's plan. They're going to let Putin play his role. And this is going to branch out into the Baltics states. It will branch out into portions of Poland, Belarus, and Georgia. Georgia's already been invited into the NATO military group. It's not NATO itself, but it's the German Eastern European.
And that'll force a new Cold War, forcing different regions to join NATO and the EU, or join the Russians, ending independence in that area of the world, which is what the globalists really don't want.
Well, they don't want independence, you're right, but they do want Russia to continue to take back the eastern states. At some point, when Russia's ready, it's going to provoke, whether or not it's an eastern provocation, as I predicted, North Korea attacking South Korea, or Russia actually starting to actually invade some of these Eastern European countries and take the rest of them. Either one of those could provoke World War III, and he shows no sign of doing that. That right. proves my point. He's not ready yet. This is going to be a slow burn situation, but it is aiming for World War III. In fact, I'll tell you, in my speech to Norway and those people there, that they would have been extremely reluctant to believe my scenario about World War III had it not been for what everybody sees now is real Russian strength starting to grow and show in Ukraine. And the sanctions, of course, are just tokenism. I can't believe the second round involves just adding another half a dozen people to the list of restricted bank accounts. I mean, if anybody can't see, the U.S. and NATO is simply not attempting to do anything to stop Russia. Nothing at all.
What about the issue of the State Department spending $5 billion to destabilize Ukraine and having advisors in there? If your idea is right, I know large portions of it are prima facie, you know, on its face true, but if your overall view is correct, then there's got to be a nexus at the highest levels where the system is actually opening the door for Putin and did this overthrow so that their own sleeper cells from the Russian side could then have this excuse to have these regions claim that they want autonomy.
Well, we have to remember that this $5 billion figure was strictly from one source. This was Victoria Nuland talking to a pro-Ukrainian audience, and I don't believe that that $5 billion by any means was ever spent inside Ukraine. You can't, in a country like Ukraine, inject without it showing up, obviously. There's just no way. It's way.
You think she just said that to then even legitimize what Putin's doing more?
Well, what I think she did, I think she was exaggerating. I think $5 billion is probably the black budget for all of the post-Eastern European states, and none of that hardly gets into the country. Most of that is to German foundations and Austrian and Hungarian and Romanian globalist foundations. Most of it's going to their own kind of people. Yes, they are giving scholarships. They are throwing that money around in others. But that money was not injected directly into Ukraine. Otherwise, it would have showed up. The audience there and using the figure for all of Eastern Europe as if it applied strictly to Ukraine.
All right. Well, Joel, we'll have you back for a full hour soon. I appreciate you coming on. We're about to go to Tosh Plumley. But I'd like you to give your take on the new Benghazi revelations, the hour-long press conference going with Carney on the ropes, the fact that the White House did lie on record, and the State Department said they had no emails, knew nothing for, you know, 8 hours. And now we know minutes into it, they were watching it, putting out talking points. Why has this been released now? Is the system getting ready to take down Obama? Or what do you make of this?
No, I don't believe it's taking down Obama. What is very interesting about this whole email controversy is that Obama and Hillary Clinton play zero role. There's zero reference in any email to Hillary Clinton or Obama, and that proves my point, that they have nothing to do with the running of day-to-day operations of the government. These are National Security Councils and advisors and State Department people, long-term cadres that are running this globalist show, and that they're simply the figureheads and the puppets. But remember, even though what Tosh Plumley says about the running of guns and those types is absolutely true, the real smoking gun of the Benghazi thing is the stand-down order, and nobody is picking that one up like a hot potato, even though General Ham said directly to a congressional committee, there was a stand-down order given to me, and I was relieved within 2 minutes of refusing that order. And not a single congressman asked him, who gave that stand-down order to you? Don't you find that odd? That a congressman who should be shocked at that rebel would have asked, well, who told you to stand down? Not a single one did so. And that's the big smoking gun. Nothing, I believe, is going to blow wide open unless the establishment lets that one go. And The chances of blowing that open are zero to nil. Even Ham has not come out since his retirement and said who it was. Neither has Admiral Goyette, who both had a stand-down order.
That's the big issue, and we'll bring that up with Tosh Plumlee. Thank you so much, Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.org.
My pleasure, Alex.
Or is it .com? And again, I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, I'm not going to go over his whole bio here, but Tosh Plumlee, since the late 50s, has worked for the Pentagon, CIA, you name it, on aircraft weapons flights, troop flights, you name it, in clandestine operations. He's been a multi-time whistleblower to Congress and some of the most famous investigations out there. But because there's a light side to the government, they've still kept him there working. And he put out his list of 11 questions on our broadcast back in October, because he'd already been contacted by the Justice Department then. And he's literally been on the show before, holding up a group of planes before they take off for the Middle East. And he broke down his sources, saying that it was a stand down, was a weapons transfer to arm Al-Qaeda. He's the only internal whistleblower. They've changed identities. They've gagged. They've disappeared the other people that were over there. This is a big deal. And he got contacted and is being subpoenaed and will be gagged by the Justice Department. And he told my crew that my name was brought up, that they were, quote, listening. And so I'm going to find out what's in this subpoena, where this is going. As this huge Benghazi news breaks right now, that indeed there were these emails and they've been caught lying about that. Mr. Plumlee, thank you for coming on, sir.
Okay, you're welcome, Alex. It's been a little spur of the moment deal, so I hope I'm organized well enough to...
No, we have limited time. You've got the floor. Recap what happened. Tell us what's just transpired.
Okay, as you know, a few months ago, I posted 11 questions I was concerned about on the Benghazi thing because of the information I'd received from the force that worked in NATO that used to work with the Mexican Marinos, Task Force 7 down in Mexico. The information came back to me of staging areas, guns going to Jordan, gun running C-130s from the States into the Middle East, all kinds of different things. And the question was asked of me if I was aware of this. That particular time, I wasn't aware. Mrs. Stevens came out, who's one of the mothers of one of the gentlemen that was killed in the Benghazi attack, who was sort of snubbed, in my opinion. And so I started putting the 11 questions that was raised by this NATO source and other questions that I had concerns about weaponship. So the whole thing, to me, back in September, October, began to appear that it was a weaponship. The whole thing was over gun that was coming from the direct commercial sales program and being transported to forces inside Syria, not necessarily Syrian rebels, but forces inside that were pilfering those weapons from storage places like the Annex building and CIA safe houses in Pakistan and Jordan. Some months later, that was confirmed and vetted by Washington Post, and other, well, a couple others I can't remember. But at that point, then I was made contact first time asking where and how I was receiving my information. I told them, that source, that at that time, that I was an investigative journalist working for a newspaper called SalemNews.com, and I had uncovered information that plane loads of arms were coming from our arsenal to the Syrian rebels, I quoted rebels, going to stockpiles and safe houses in Jordan, and then being handed out through cutouts to private contractors to various forces that work for Syria. This was before our president made the announcement that we were going to arm those people. They were already being armed covertly. This program has been a program that has been ongoing for a number of years.
And that, yeah, 3.5, and that includes Al-Qaeda, which is now big news. So let me ask you this question. Now you're being subpoenaed again. Tell us what happened.
All right, well, here's the information I got and the reason I contacted you. The subpoena as yet has not been issued. It's in process. I was told today that Mr. Plumlee, their process subpoenaing you, blah, 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 to go back and talk about it. And I said, well, what the hell do they want to know? They want to know where you got the information about the armed shipment.
For those who don't know, when I've been subpoenaed before, the FBI calls and says, we're coming tomorrow with a subpoena. So that's so basically you've been told a subpoena is being issued by a judge soon, and I guess that subpoena will probably say you're gagged when you get it, correct?
That's a good way I understand it. That's the reason I contacted them. I want this information out there before the fact so that they don't do a number on me like they've done in the past.
That's
all I can say about that.
Yeah, now you also told my producers, this is secondhand, that they brought up your radio interview here?
They brought up not only yours, I was on some other broadcast talking about Benghazi on other matters, and then in that other interview, Benghazi came up, and I quoted the 11 questions.
You said they brought up my show and Coast to Coast AM.
Right. Your show and Coast to Coast, that's when Mr. Wells, I believe, was with Coast to Coast, who is now with another deal.
All right, stay there, sir. Yeah. We're going to come right back to you, Tosh. We're going to come back, and you'll have 6 minutes to just say whatever you want on the other side before you get the subpoena and are gagged from speaking out. And it's the Justice Department that's running all this. Fast and Furious, other gun-running operation. The whole destabilization of Mexico, the whole deal, they're getting ready to gagging. And they're bringing up our show. We'll be right back with the Benghazi whistleblower straight ahead. I want to say hi to Eric Holder right now. How you doing there?
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We may do 5 minutes overdrive. This is so important. William Robert Tosh Plumlee testified before the Frank Church Committee and his Select Committee on Intelligence Activities. He was one of the key witnesses on that. And also, Plumlee testified that their assessment assignment was to stop the planned assassination of John F. Kennedy. We've got to get him on someday about all that stuff. He worked from the 1950s on for the CIA as a contract pilot, and even flew arms of Fidel Castro in Cuba before they flipped sides for the overthrow of Batista. He joins us right now. He got threatened when he put this stuff up on Facebook for our show last year, but he's back, and his fear was he would be subpoenaed because then they would silence him. That's why he came on last year. I was saying this year. Time flies. Back in October, and he's back with us now. So you've got the floor, sir. You were contacted. Was it by the FBI, or was it by your lawyer, and you were told that this is in process? What did they tell you?
I was in a source that came back through my attorney that he had found out, and the source contacted my attorney that they were in process of preparing a subpoena for me in reference to the 11 questions that I posted on Facebook. And that's what the information came to me. So then it was a question of how we're going to prepare for this. So I was told not to go on air, keep my mouth shut, and keep this quiet. I decided that was not the best thing to do because the only thing that's going to protect me and others and the people that are the sources, the sensitive sources that I have working with NATO in the Middle East, the only way that I could keep them protected was to come out here, and that's the reason I contacted you. I wanted this to be on record before the fact, before I received the subpoena, because the way I understand it from my legal advisor is that if I received the subpoena and then go on the air and talk about this, I'll be violated possible gag order. And that's even more trouble. Well, that's the reason for contacting. Now, I've just got through posting the 11 questions that I was not supposed to post. My backup on my Facebook page. Just about 10 minutes ago. So if anybody wants to go on there, look at it, they can read the 11 questions. The reason the 11 questions is so important is it's not about the Benghazi with Susan Rice and all that and the interview that's going on now. The 11 questions, they are still sidestepping, in my opinion, because perhaps you can read some of the 11 questions, you know. I mean, one of them was asking is it possible to be enough off the book secret covert operations similar to what was run in the Cuban era and back in the 60s and coming into the 80s and 70s with the drug war? These were questions, things that I've been involved with. Could we be selling and supplying dangerous high-impact weapons while aiding and financing both sides of a civil war in Syria? That's a question I was asking the congressional committee. 45 letters were sent out with these 11 questions to our congressional committee, and the only thing that was returned by them was requests for campaign contributions from us asking those questions. We did not get those questions answered.
So what you're saying is, bottom line, you've risked your life, your family's everything to tell the truth here, and now they're about to gag you to then claim you can never talk about those 11 questions again, so you're trying to draw attention to this and to what's about to happen to you so people understand you're about to go into the clutches of the very perpetrators of arming Al-Qaeda.
That's about the size of it. Same thing happened to me when I testified to Kerry in reference to the Iran-Contra. They called me back, subpoenaed. I was a little bit naive in those days. I went back like fat, dumb, and happy, raised my right hand in the committee. They turned right around and then classified a committee sensitive top secret, and it's still classified committee sensitive top secret today. When I started writing articles about that particular era of Iran-Contra, then I got the same type of threats that I'm getting today, that I was releasing classified information, blah, 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 and basically to shut up. So I'm not going to shut up. I did discontinue my Facebook account yesterday because I wanted to see about how this thing was going to unfold without...
Stay there, Tosh. We're going to do 5 more minutes overdrive with you. I want to view your Facebook, put it back up on screen. We'll give you his official Facebook on the other side, and I will tweet it out the next 5 minutes at Real Alex Jones. Retweet it. Get this info out everywhere. This is real whistleblowing, folks. Real Edward Snowden level stuff. Stay with us.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed
designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Waging war on...